I want you to read, please, from Luke 19. Luke chapter 19. I hope you all hear me today. Some said they didn't get me yesterday all. So I hope if this gentleman writes. We're not used with these much back in Ireland, you see. The auditorium is not so big, so we don't often have these. Verse number 28. Luke 19, 28. And when he had thus spoken, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him, and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, Why do ye loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, Because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were losing the colt, the owners thereof said unto him, Why lose you the colt? And they said, The Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh even now, at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you, that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Now I want you to look at a verse in the book of Zechariah chapter 9. Zechariah chapter 9. Verse number 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just, and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, upon a colt, the foal of an ass. And we know that the Lord will bless the reading of His Word. I want to speak a little word this afternoon on the thought of conveying the Lord Jesus through the world with us. And you know, it's remarkable what God sometimes takes up of His own people in order to show Himself. Now this chapter here, the whole 19th chapter, is divided. I'm going to give it to the young believer. I've written all in C's, and I hope, as Eric said it, and will not be seasick. In verse 1 to 10, we've got the conversion of Zacchaeus. Then verse number 11 to 27, we've got the citizens and the nobleman. Then 28 to 40, we've got the colt and the Hosanna. Then verse number 41, 44, we've got the city, and we've got the Savior's concern. And then verse number 45 to 48, we've got the cleansing of the temple. Now that's a broken until about 5 for you. It should be a little help. Right. I want to look then at some things very simple. After the Lord Jesus had acknowledged that the wicked citizens wouldn't have the Lord to reign over them. After this, verse 28, and when he had thus spoken, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass when he was come nigh to Bethphage, and Bethany at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples. Now I want to look at the commission. Number one, the commission. You know, when he sent them out to preach the gospel, he sent 12. for to get a little colt, he sent two. The winner took the two, you see. So I want you to think of the commission. And you'll note it says here in verse 13, go you into the village. Now I think again you'll likely catch immediately from Mark 16. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Go ye into the village to get the colt. Go ye into all the world to get the sinners. So you see there's a similarity here between the two commissions God's given. So we'll find he's commissioning these two. I don't know they had much qualifications, but there's one thing about them anyway. They got full directions where to go. They got directions what to do. And after it's done, how to bring the colt back. Now, very simple. I'm going to be very brief this afternoon, and I'm going to set an example as our brother McCulloch has done and leave room for two other brethren. And I'll try and promise not to be unduly long. Now, verse number 30, when you go into the village over against you in the which, at your entering, you shall find a colt. Not simple. We've got the commission, then we've got the colt. Now, I understand this colt was a very young ass. The foal of an ass. And I have been looking it up and I'm told that the Eastern colt was noted for speed. Maya could go so quickly, noted for speed. You know, sometimes in the old country you got the old donkey, as we call the old ass, and sometimes these derbies that they have them running in, and one man he's beating it and it just stops. And it'll go no further. It's just stubborn, it'll go no further. But here's one, and I understand it is noted for its speed. I want to stop a moment. You know, you and I look back to the day when the Savior was concerned about it. And when he saw you and me, and he knew where we were, in the village he knew where you were, he knew all about you. He knew the speed that you and I were going to eternity. I tell you, we were going down the broad road. And though some of us wasn't too old when we were saved, our brother Eric didn't tell us what age he was when he was saved, but I was just before I was 16. And I'm so sorry I didn't get saved years before it. I'm sorry. But I tell you, I was making for the world. And it was going to begin to catch up with me. And I was beginning to get a bit of speed up. Then another thing I'm told about the Eastern colt, that the Eastern colt is noted for beauty. A terrible, beautiful little animal. You know, I often listen to them singing the old hymn, I wonder what he saw in me to suffer such deep agony, for there's no beauty in me. No. Poor guilty sinners with no hope. And yet withal, there was something beautiful. Brother, did you ever stop to think? Sister, did you ever stop to think what it was that God saw in you? Oh man, I tell you, when I was going to school, a little boy, there was 110 children in our school, divided into three classes. It was all different now. And you know, used to come twice a week, and the boys and girls used to have the singing hour. Oh, you'd have heard those sweet little voices singing the little songs at school. And I used to stop and listen to them. Oh, I saw them, it was just so nice. You know what I'm going to tell you? Some years ago, I was 500 yards from where I was born having gospel meetings. And this night, when the meeting was over, a lady took me by the hand. She says, do you not know me, Jim? I says, well, your face is sure familiar. She says, my name is May Smith. I'm married now, and she gave her a married name. You and I sat together at school, as I was in. Well, she says, I'm saved. I says, give me your hand again. She says, out of 110, me's the only two that I know of. And I want to tell you, over half of them's in eternity tonight. And they left no hope. Oh, wasn't it good of God to stop you and me? He saw the ruins and the fall, and loved me notwithstanding all. When our back was to heaven, and our face to hell, he saw you. And he loved you. And he sent to where you were. He sent to where I was. That ought to be humiliating to our hearts today. Yes, noted for its speed. Noted for its beauty. And noted for the fact that it was untamable. Untamable. Man, it had to be tied in all this. It'll keep going. Untamable. And this colt We'll find that here, it's the beast of burden, you know. You always put the burden on the beast, or nothing in the ass. It's the unclean beast, where it says in chapter 13 of Exodus, every firstling of an ass, thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if you don't redeem it, you break its neck. So it's either the lamb would die, or else the ass has got to die. And at this moment, I don't know whether a lamb would die for it or not, under this era that we're in here in Luke 19, but according to law, it was under the sentence of death. It's not you, it's not me. Thinking over simply. You say, that's so simple, you wouldn't more than give that to children. Well, I hope that we're all children of God, we can take it. Very good, then. Come again. We've got the commission, we've got the colt. Then I want you to think of the condition he was in. You'll find the colt tied. Tied, very simple, tied. Yes, there's ropes on it, holding it. You know the sins, the cords that bound you, don't you, brother? You know, sister, the cords that used to bind you, don't you? I once was bound in Satan's chains and captive by his power. There we were, half the sinners, tied. No, couldn't move. If you turn to Mark 11, I didn't do it for I want to conserve time. If you turn to Mark 11, here's what you'll find. In Mark chapter 11, it says, when they went, they found the colt at a door tied in the outside where two ways meet. So it will go to the left or the right. But it was outside the door. It was outside. Now that's all suggestive. If you want to preach the gospel on some night, it'll be okay. It'll do. It'll work. I've tried it and it has worked. So you can try it. It's not a copy of it. Then I want you to note more. In the charge. Lose him. You know the man or woman that's saved that doesn't say he'll save his people in their sin, but he saves his people out of their sin. And a person tells me they're saved, I tell you, I like to see a pair of good clean hands on them. No more sticky fingers. You know what I mean by that? People before they were saved might be able to put their hand to, but now they've got clean hands. Hands are loose from that. And they're changed. Oh, yes, they're changed in their outlook. Man, they watch what they look. And they're changed in their appetites. And they're changed in their company. Everything is absolutely changed when that person has found Christ. So this colt was to the loose. Now, what do you note what it says here? It's for all never man. Seth. Never man sat in this before. I'm going to give you a little thought. Think it over. Through life, my blessed Savior, he sat on a colt that nobody else sat on. He was hanged on a cross nobody ever was hanged on. He was laid in a tomb nobody else ever was laid in. It's not marvelous. Three lovely things about the Savior. I want you to note here. Lose him. Lose him. Oh, the charge. Lose him. And after he's loosed, you know it says about Lazarus in chapter 11 that John, lose him and let him go. But here it says, lose him and bring him thither. Sometimes people say, well, you know, if I get saved, that's it. We can say, goodbye, Lord. I'll see you in heaven. I'll just go my own way. Not a bit of it. Not a bit of it. You know, if he was tied with old ropes, this ass, it was going to have new reins on it. New reins. Oh, I tell you, you'll get a new set of reins when you get to Christ. And you'll be in new control. You control when you get to the Savior. And I want you to note here, I'm down a wee bit. And they say, and they that were sent their way, went their way, and found it even as the Lord had said. And as they were losing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, why lose you the colt? What are you doing it for? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. He was claimed by the Lord. You know, brethren and sisters, I want to tell you, you and I were saved for a purpose. And when the Apostle Paul was saved a very short time, here's what he said. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Did you, my dear young brother, young sister, ever sit down and ask the Lord, what's my pathway? What dost thou want me to do?
And I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to do it.
You know, the Lord hath need of you. You see, if the Lord didn't need you and me, we'd have took us home to heaven when we're saved. We're here for a purpose. You're here for a purpose. Ah, you say, well, I'm not much good. Well, I'm glad to hear you saying it, because the Lord can use you. The Lord can use you. And if you think you are a wee bit big, God can't use you at all. You see, I want you to note here, we're having in his first advent, and he's coming on an ass. And the next advent, the second advent, he's coming on a horse. He'll be riding a horse the next time. But you see, he took the little stupid animal to convey him to Jerusalem. Now, I want you to note here, this colt, you know, it was claimed. He claimed it. All its time, everything was claimed by the Lord. It become the subject of a new master. Oh yes, once it was owned by owners and plural, but now it's just owned by one. Ah, you can think of what it was that claimed you and me before we were saved. And then after God saved us, we just belong to the Lord. You know, I love the words of some of the wee hymns we sing back in Ireland. Now I belong to Jesus. And Jesus belongs to me. It's not for the years of time alone, but it's for eternity. And I'm his, and he's mine. And that's throughout time and eternity. Thank God for the hope. Now I want you to come again briefly. Verse number 35. And they brought him to Jesus. You see, this was vital. They could have found him. They could have seen him tied. They could have loosed him and all the rest, but that's not enough. He had to get to the person. And I think I've been brought to Jesus. Oh, brother, will you ever forget the day you were saved? Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, my burden went, and in a moment's time, the chains were snapped and the bands of sin were broken and we were free. And we could shout that the triumph of his grace was spoken, who died for me. Oh, isn't it great to be saved today? You know, sometime back in the old country, when my wife's doing some shopping, I might be holding the car. You see, you can't leave the car like you do here. You leave the keys in it. And you have it sometimes, some of the doors is not even closed. The car doors is lying open. Back home, a big fine for that, cause of the terrorists. But the locker cars put the keys in our pockets. And if it's in a certain zone, you can't leave the car. You have to be sitting in it. Someone has got to hold the car. Sometimes I was sitting and I watched the pooping up and down the street. And I said, my, I wonder how many of those folks say it. I wonder. And oh, to think of the day dawn that I was saved. Look back, brother, isn't it good? To be saved today. Never be ashamed of it. Never be afraid of it. No matter who you may tell it. I'll tell you one thing, it'll help you. If you tell how you were saved, it'll soon set your companions right. I got saved, you see, on the 1st of April 1941 in the town of Barnbridge, and it wasn't D.L. Craig, it's Mr. David Craig, the Scotsman. It's all right. He's in heaven, but D.L.'s still living. There are three Craigs in Ireland. There's Robert Craig and D.L. and David. And two of them's living and one of them's with Christ. And that's the one that Brother Eric and I was saved through many years ago. And you know what I'm going to tell you? The day I got saved, I said I'm going to tell nobody. And before I knew, I told my mother that night. And then the preacher got it. And then he went and he announced it. My goodness, he went and he announced 5 weeks fishing and we got one wee sprick. I tell you, you know what a wee sprick is? It's a wee thing the size of my finger. And then I met him about, 20 years ago in the town of Lurgan, and he had a Scotsman with him. He says, come on over here, he says, in a Scots tomb. He says, I want you to meet one of my bairns. He says, I caught him as a wee sprick and now he's grew to a big fish. He's out preaching the gospel. And you know, hey, David seemed to be so happy that he was able to introduce. And then he told me many had seen saved, some in the mission field and some in the homelands, preaching the gospel of the grace of God. But you know, it went round Barnbridge like wildfire. It went round and kissed the whole country, the whole town, that Martin was saved. And the meetings went over that week. And the devil said to me, you're in for it, boy. You have 20 companions, some of them Protestants, some of them Roman Catholics, and how are you going to meet them? This was the big thing. And you know, I was going up the street this evening, and I met about 8 of them coming down the street, and my heart must have beat.
Oh boy, this is it now. And they saw me and I saw them on just a little up Bridge Street in Banbridge. The 8 boys saw me and they just crossed the street to the far side. Would you believe it? I happened to say goodbye to one of my ungodly companions. I happened to say goodbye when they met me with a flare. They were afraid of me.
I wouldn't have done them any harm. I would have told them about the Savior I found and the great salvation in Christ. My brother, my sister, don't waste your time. Turn out and turn around on what Jesus has done. They brought him to Christ. They brought him to Jesus.
Man is great to have brought to the Savior. Biggest thrill under the sun to see people saved. And I want you to look down a wee bit further. And they cast their garments upon the colt and they set Jesus thereon. Man, I've got the colt used to carry the Savior. This little ass. And now it's moving along. I want to tell you, I say the speed was off it. It wouldn't have gone so quick now. It's in good control. It wasn't by dashing away it did. It's in good control now. And the garments are spread on it. And I question if you'd have seen anything but its wee head and its wee legs. All covered. And then my lovely Savior sitting upon the garments that were spread upon the ass. You would like to show the Savior to the world, would you? Well, I want to tell you, the ass had no education, number one. The ass couldn't speak, number two. Ah, but listen, I want to tell you, the ass was honored. The ass was honored to have the Savior sit on it. And as the ass would move slowly, all eyes are upon that sight. Oh, this poor dumb animal, with no education whatever. And there they would all look. And who's on the ass? He's representing, he's declaring to all the Savior. Wouldn't you like to do that, brother, sister? Wouldn't you like to do that? Would it just be lovely to be able to do that? I read in Zechariah 9, just for one or two words. Behold, your king cometh. Meek. Lowly. Having salvation. And when the ass was bearing the Savior, the king, through the rejected king, he was declaring his meekness. He was declaring his lowliness. He was declaring this salvation. Oh, that's it, brethren. When our lives are what they should be. I remember, I used to work away in the back side of Fermanagh. In the early days, I'd been there for a number of years. And I had no motor car. I had no motor bicycle. And I had no bicycle. I had nothing at all. Some preachers now, and they go out of the whole outfit. I had nothing. I had, in fact, if anything took off me, I'm just where I started. I had nothing to begin with. But I was way back there 33 years ago, and I was coming home this day. I had to come home on a Saturday certain journey, and you know, I missed my train. Oh, I had a connection to get in Derry City, and I missed my train, and I was going to have to wait 4.5 hours. I remember running, and I said to the porter, I said, sir, is that the train away? He says, it is. Oh, could you not stop it? He says, I can't stop it. Can't get a stop. I says, when's the next one go? He says, 4.5 hours. Oh, my, 4.5 hours. It was good, for if I had got into the train, I'd have missed something. You know what I was doing? I was walking around, look, and here's what it said, a big notice. How will the lost know of Jesus if they fail to see Jesus in me? And if I read it once, I must have read it 200 times. How will the lost know of Jesus as I failed to see Jesus in me?
Amen.
His meekness, his wrath, his lowliness, his rejection, his salvation. Oh, the wonderful ways that we can present Christ. As the little ass did, conveying the Savior right through. Now, look again, please, very quickly. I want you to think of the chorus. You know what the result was? The whole disciples started to sing. The poor colt couldn't sing. And I'm sure the poor colt didn't know a whole lot of what the thing meant. You know, when you were saved, you didn't know very much. Sure you didn't. Neither did I don't know much yet. But I'll tell you this, like the blind man, this one thing I know, once I was blind and now I see. Man, the Son of the Saved knew that they once were going to hell, and now I've found the blessed Christ of God. Isn't it good to be saved? I tell you, if I could only thrill your hearts this afternoon, and send you home from Heightsville, thanking God I'm saved. And I'm so happy, I'm going to try a little better and live for the one who died for me.
Try and represent him
in this ungodly world.
Man, the chorus of the whole disciples. And some went in front, and some went behind, and you know the Savior surrounded, he's in the midst. And all the chorus, they're singing, Hosanna, blessed is the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. You are giving all the praise, not to the colt.
No, no, the colt wasn't been praised.
You know, sometimes, it's not a good thing to clap Christians too much on the back. Some folk can't stick. And it's not a thing to clap the Christians too much on the back, the preachers too much on the back either.
You know, it's good when we can lift the Savior up when I'm not seen. See, the wee colt was covered.
And while he's conveying through, they're all singing their chorus.
And they're singing it to the Lord. They're praising the Lord for what a thing.
Brethren, isn't it nice when the assembly looks at that young brother and they look at that young sister and there seem to be a praise and an adoration in the heart. Thank God. And they just be like singing. Oh my, what God has done for that lad. Lovely to see the virtues of Christ in him. The beauties of the Savior in him. That's just marvelous. Very quickly. Look down, please, at verse number 39. And some of the Pharisees. You know, there was a man back in the old country and he had a great habit of breaking up these works. And here's what he said about the Pharisees. He says, far you see. He was far, you see. He was far. He was far from grace. And all these Pharisees, you know, they were far from the Lord. And what did the Pharisees do from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples, they're complaining. This is an awful excitement, an awful narration you're making. Oh, you hear the whole noises. They were so angry that the Savior was getting a rightful place on the colt's back and among his disciples. And I want to tell you, you want to give God his rightful place, you'll have opposition in the work. You'll have opposition at school. You could have opposition from the home. And there'll be those complainers. And they'll say, you're just complaining like the one I heard about the dear sister and she got saved. And you know, the husband wasn't saved. And he said, you know, she's running all the time to these meetings. I don't know what it's all about. She's always running. She's never in the house, but she kept the house clean. She kept the children well. And she cooked all his food. And she had everything for him and he wanted it. But still, he tried to find a little fault, complaining. So we had the complainers. Then lastly, I want you to think of verse number 40. And he said, and he answered and said unto them, I tell you, that if these hold their peace, the stones will immediately cry out. Man, he commended them. He commended them. And he condemned the Pharisees and commended them. Brethren, I've said just what I'm going to say again. Keep happy with the Lord. Keep happy with him. Go walking every day with Jesus, content and fully satisfied. And the way is growing brighter, clearer. As on we journey side by side, it'll soon all be over. And the Magoo will get to the end of the journey and reach heaven, having borne the Savior up the whole way. Oh, may God help us this afternoon. I hope you have learned a few little lessons from this little animal, the colt, and just apply it to your heart and apply it to mine. May God help us to live for him along the way. Now, I haven't been half an hour off. You can't complain.